Morning. This is Kathleen reading from Genesis 3, verses 1 to 10, and I'm reading from the New International Version. The Fall of Man. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals that the Lord God had made. It said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." It says in Hebrews 11:3, "By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. It was a perfect creation that God had made." And this is a story of the fall, where Adam and Eve were tempted by Satan to eat of the one tree the Lord had forbidden them to eat of. Everything else was theirs. But we know that both of them succumbed, and it's called the fall because from a perfect creation, death and suffering came into the world. One thing that strikes me is that Eve saw the tree was pleasing and desirable. And our temptations will always seem pleasant. Here in the record of the fall, after they'd eaten, the Lord is calling for them. He walked in the garden where they fellowshiped together in the cool of the evening. Because now they felt ashamed and they were hiding. But the Lord wanted to be with them. We know the full story because of his great love for us, his creation, his children. He made a plan to restore us back to himself through Jesus. And although it's a painful story, we know the light that comes through. We've been redeemed and can again have fellowship with the God who created us. I just want to finish by reading one of my favourite hymns, first verse. "There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done."